Welcome to the College Essay Advisors podcast. Before we introduce ourselves, here's a little preview of what's to come.
The essay also is here to help introduce admissions to a student on a personal level. By the time they get to the essay, there are certain things that they know about a student. They know their grades, they know their test scores, they have a list of their activities, they have teacher recommendations, etc. What they don't know is, what is it like to talk to a student? What are the intangible qualities? Hey, welcome to the College Essay Advisors podcast, an ongoing exploration of how to write college admissions essays that get you noticed and accepted. I'm Stacey Brooke, the founder and chief advisor here at College Essay Advisors.
And I'm Becca Myers, the director of advising at College Essay Advisors.
Let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this first episode is about what the college essay is. Why do you have to write this thing? What's the point? What's the purpose? How do I do it? Becca, you want to talk about the basic things you need to know?
Yeah, for the essay, not for life, right?
I mean, if you want to do life, I'm here to learn.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the essay. So basics. Required by most schools. There are always some exceptions, but we tend to start with the rule, right? It's required by most schools, 650 words, not 651. Definitely not trying to get in there with your 500. 650 is a really good amount, because in that space, you want to try to showcase what's not on your resume and say as much as you can. There are 7 prompts to choose from, but you only need to answer one. I would say in the last decade, I have had a student come to me with all 7 written, and I thought, bless you for your work ethic, but you only need to answer one. And it was lovely to have that tapas platter of choices.
But I felt love really delivering the news to students who don't know that they only have to do 1 of 7. I feel like a hero when that happens.
Yeah. You are always greatly appreciated for that. I don't like delivering the news that they have to write even one, though, when they aren't expecting it. But usually the parents deliver that news. 7 to choose from. Sweet.
Beautiful.
7.
Beautiful. And we are going to, again, in subsequent episodes, break down actually every single one of those prompts, tell you what we think admissions is looking for, give you some tips and tricks regarding how to approach each one of those. So keep your eyes peeled for those episodes as they drop. But now we're going to talk about why admissions is even asking students to write this essay. What is the point? What are they actually trying to pull out of applicants? So as I'm sure you've noticed, admissions is a fairly competitive enterprise at this point in time. And admissions is really looking to use the essay, or really anything they can, to help them differentiate very similarly qualified applicants. There are tons of qualified people at pretty much every level in every school. And admissions is really looking for some easy reasons to say yes and no to people, because it often isn't so easy, especially when you get to, the cream of the crop at any particular school. They're looking for something that will stand out to them and make them want to push someone easily into the yes or the no pile. So the essay is here to help them make those kinds of decisions. The essay also is here to help introduce admissions to a student on a personal level. By the time they get to the essay, there are certain things that they know about a student. They know their grades, they know their test scores, they have a list of their activities, they have teacher recommendations, etc. What they don't know is, what is it like to talk to a student? What are the intangible qualities? What's a student's background? Where have they grown up? What have they seen? What of value will a student bring to a community? Those are the kinds of details that can be revealed in this essay and that help an admissions officer make their ultimate decision.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to talk about what effective college essays do. They highlight qualities that aren't apparent anywhere else on the application. They make you memorable in the eyes of an admissions officer, and they entertain. And we're going to break each one of those down.
Thanks. So an effective college essay does a few things, right? As Stacey mentioned, it should highlight qualities that aren't apparent anywhere else on your application. You don't want to reiterate what is already clear, because you have such limited space to really state your case and to highlight your personality. So you want to talk about things that will in some ways surprise your admissions officer, your background, maybe your motivations, your beliefs, your values, or a sort of all-encompassing question. What would it be like to talk to you, right? Which is really about authenticity of voice and trying to convey who you truly are as a person, not just in the classroom, but in a community, right? Absolutely. It also makes you memorable in the eyes of an admissions officer, okay? They're going to be reading a lot of applications, a lot of essays. I always tell my students, you don't know when they're going to get your essay. Are they still waiting on their coffee? God forbid, right? How are you going to stand out in a strong way? Personal branding. You really want to burn an image into their brains, a good image, right? At College Essay Advisors, when we work with students, we always have a whiteboard and we have a saying or a phrase that really is a takeaway for us so that if we read an essay in the morning, we would still remember that student's essay later. So for example, the circus girl, the mountain climber, the person that ate so much food at the restaurant that they got their name on the wall, right?
That's my dream. I would be talking about that literally every day.
I have tried and failed several times. and it's at the end, never really worth it for me, but I'd love to see the successful person who enjoyed the meal and got the plaque. Whatever it is that you can summarize about the essay. We don't want like reductive essays that are simplistic. Being able to brand yourself is not the same as being simple, right? But we do want a clear takeaway from the essay.
So the final thing we mentioned that an admissions essay does, an effective one, is it entertains. And I feel very strongly about this component. And entertainment can mean many things. Obviously, you can entertain someone with, an emotive core, you can entertain someone with humor, you can entertain someone with surprise, and just like thoughtful narrative storytelling. Regardless, any essay that actually holds your attention from start to finish is going to be a massive accomplishment in this arena. I think any admissions officer you speak to will tell you that most of the essays that pass their desk are boring AF. Not an exaggeration. Most of these are pretty snoozy. So if you can be the person that presents something different, something fresh that wakes them up, that gets them over the hump of not having the coffee, or that, breaks up the 100 boring essays they read in a day at 4 p.m., it's actually really an accomplishment and something that doesn't feel staid or overdone or overly didactic or dry is actually pretty unusual. So thinking about this in an interesting, creative way with the goal of actually amusing an admissions officer or capturing them in your net, I think is something that we stress a lot here.
So finally, we're going to talk about why this is a killer opportunity, even if you do not like writing essays, okay? Several reasons. One, by the time you're starting work on this, most of your other factors are unchangeable. The sort of predetermined robotic parts of your application, grades, test scores, those are locked and loaded. This is an opportunity to exist in the moment and tell the story right now, right? With a level playing field. Two, you can speak to admissions directly in your own voice, which I think for students is a rare opportunity. We will talk a little more about sometimes the pressure that puts on students to use the first person and to sing their own praises or accomplishments, but using your own voice, getting to be a little more informal, getting to tell the story on your terms is really a way to set yourself apart, right?
I mean, I think we would argue that being your authentic self and capturing that is what ultimately makes you stand out. If an admissions officer gets a sense that you are being sincere and that you're staying true to yourself, it's palpable. When you're pandering too much, an admissions officer feels that. When you lean into yourself and your own inclinations, it's apparent. And there's something about that charms.
Yes. Yes.
The last reason that this is a killer opportunity for students is that it gives you additional an additional opportunity to stand out. It's another data point for admissions to consider, as are all of the school-specific supplements, which, while we believe they are way too much work at this point for every single student, there are so many of them at this point that I genuinely feel bad for applicants. I do also believe that they are crucial, important, valuable opportunities for students to give admissions more information, again, in their own authentic voices. So while some people don't like writing essays, while a lot of students have much on their plates to contend with while they're going through this application process, and this is a stressful task to consider and a huge amount of work to undergo, ultimately, you know, I find that students are grateful for having these opportunities to say more about themselves. This is a way for you to continue to convince admissions that you're the one, that you believe in yourself, that you bring something of value, that the fit between yourself and the school is one that is going to be conducive to your success and the success of the institution as a whole. So the admissions essay ultimately isn't something to be afraid of. It isn't something to be intimidated by. It is totally doable. And this personal statement, which is what people typically think of as the college admissions essay generally, is one that is ultimately going to work to your benefit if you understand how to make it successful.
Well, that's our episode for today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to be notified when we drop our next episode, feel free to subscribe. Bye.